This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
6 seconds to go. Jackman and Langenbrunner holding it in the corner. The puck comes loose, and that'll do it. You can bring out the Zamboni. The Blues beat the Lightning 3-1, and they are the first team this season to officially clinch a ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
One down, 15 to go. Chris Kerber had the call on KMOX last Saturday night as the surprising St. Louis Blues grabbed the first seat in the soon-to-be-full Stanley Cup playoff minivan. On a team full of fresh faces, it was the newest one that made the difference.
It's jammed loose to Langenbrunner. Langenbrunner over to Shattenkirk. Wrist shot, Stewart, they score! Jaden Schwartz in his first NHL game scores his first NHL goal. Welcome to the National Hockey League, Jaden Schwartz.
Schwartz is so new that his headshot on NHL.com is a silhouette of a head in a hockey helmet. He was the Blues' top pick in the 2010 entry draft, and he just joined the team this week after finishing the season with Colorado College. He wasn't the only Central Division rookie to pick up a big goal this week.
Lines up, fires, Crawford makes the pass save. The rebound ricochets up the left wing side. Boland's got it through center ice over the Canuck line. Stopping on the half court, Fred the Slot O'Doyle. He scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! And it's Andrew Shaw on the deflection. He put it in behind the Wongo for his first career overtime game winning goal. Hawks beat the Canucks 2-1, and the United Center is up for grabs.
John Weideman on WGN with the call. That was Shaw's fourth goal in his last three games for the Blackhawks, and it gave Chicago its fifth straight win in the wild Western Conference playoff race.
Got the left wing in the Flames in. Is it up for Stastny? Stastny takes it down low. Shot saved, but gives a rebound. Score! David Jones, the hero! He sneaks it inside the right skate of Mika Kiprusoff. And the Avs beat the Calgary Flames 2-1.
The Colorado Avalanche have gone on a run of their own lately. That's Mark Mosier on Altitude Sports with the call as David Jones beat the Flames on Tuesday night. That turned out to be the final game of the Avs' six-game unbeaten streak, which put them right back in the thick of the six-team race for the final three spots in the conference.
Dropped it back, Havlat, the shot they made. Rebound, a backhand chance for the Sharks. They score! Marty Havlat! Justin Brown's backhander was stopped. It popped back to Havlat. And Marty Havlat gets his second goal of the game. The game winner in overtime.
Who would have ever predicted the San Jose Sharks would need goals like that one just to stay in the playoff hunt? Dan Rusinowski with the call on KFOX as the Sharks topped the Red Wings last Saturday. It was only the second night back in the lineup for Havlat, who missed 39 games after hamstring surgery. There's lots going on in the playoff race in the East, too. The Ottawa Senators are making some noise.
On the wing to Alfredson. Alfredson inside the line. Drops it back. Kuba, his shot. Scores! Philip Kuba with the game-winning overtime goal.
Dean Brown on the Team 1200. Philip Kuba made the difference in the Sens' 2-1 win over Montreal last Friday. The win jumped Ottawa from 7th place to 2nd as they overtook the Bruins in the Northeast. But Boston reversed that with a win over Philadelphia and a Senators loss to Toronto on Saturday. One of the few constants in the standings has been the New York Rangers, thanks in no small part to this guy.
Dubinsky starts up ice, 3-on-3. Dubinsky to the Detroit line on the left wing, Delzato. Drop pass, Callahan shoots, he scores! Ryan Callahan on his 27th birthday wins it in overtime for the New York Rangers.
Kenny Albert on 1050 ESPN. As the Rangers tripped up the Red Wings 2-1 on Wednesday, New York has needed every point they can get to hold off James Neal and the surging Penguins.
Along the goal line to Malkin, left side of Neal, shoots, scores! James Neal! Goaltender watches, Neal takes the puck and rams it in! It's James Neal with his second, 3-2 Pittsburgh. Neal into the zone, Malkin over to Neal, he shoots and scores, that's the hat trick for James Neal! And the Penguins have a 6-4 lead, James Neal.
Mike Lang on WXDX, Neal's hat trick along with Evgeny Malkin's 2 goals and 3 assists and 4 helpers from Sidney Crosby gave the Pens an 8-4 win over Winnipeg on Tuesday. It was their 12th win in 13 games and kept them right on the Rangers' heels with 2 weeks to go. I'm Doug Brown for NHL Radio.
Love what you hear? It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.